There's been protesting here in Portland practically every night since the death of George Floyd last May. And the gatherings are often declared riots, leaving pockets of damage all over this city. Heading out with an action this week also revealed some disorganization and apparent infighting. They usually gather after dark following a call on social media. On this night, meeting at Woodlawn Park north of downtown Portland. The apparent leaders are confrontational and unwilling to be interviewed or shown on camera. Before long, there are drum beats and about 80 people are on the move. Two guys with wooden shields try to block any coverage. And as the crowd roams along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, we soon hear some popping sounds. The vandals move on as broken windows are assessed at a popular Popeyes restaurant. According to a witness, the criminals did not look to be from this area.
No, I hear a lot of controversy around who's out here doing the derelict, the things like of this nature. But when I've ever looked on a live or seen it on video, it's never someone who looks like us who's vandalizing our neighborhoods.
Criminals also damage a U.S. bank and other buildings before the march meanders onto neighborhood streets. Portland police were prepared for the night, surrounding the group with multiple units in vehicles and on bikes. Those officers spent some of the night on cleanup duty.
Hey, watch out, watch out.
Not all in the crowd are confrontational or support the damage of property.
It's not my place to tell people how to protest. Like, I would say that, like, I personally don't do that, but it's not my place to tell other people how to do that.
After meandering for nearly 2 hours, largely bypassing the nearby police precinct, the group circles back towards MLK Jr. Boulevard. And as they begin dispersing, we overhear a show of frustration over tactics and organization between participating groups.
It's still like, we came here, we did all that, come down here, and next thing I know, we get in front of the police station and...
Police are often stretched thin in responding to all the protesting and rioting while also responding to an increase in violent crime here. Reporting from Portland, Nancy Liu, News Nation.